Hey, welcome back to Down and 30. I'm your host, Elizabeth. We have got a brand spanking new guest. You've never seen her, never heard her. We've got Kimberly Washington.
Hello, everyone. I have new hair, so I guess I'm new.
Yeah, she has new hair, who dis? So she, Kim is back. It is Kim's debut on season two. Kim, what's new? Anything you want to update the fans, the 29 listeners?
Oh my gosh, no. I got new hair. I'm blonde now, so by default, this should be 10 times more fun.
She is
And
blonde.
I just appreciate you having me back on the podcast.
Hell
Always a good
yeah.
time.
Hell yeah. These are always the best. I am personally, so we're pre-recording. It's Monday. But the Thursday vibes, Thirsty Thursday vibes is when I like to publish the episode. So I have already popped a wine. If you're listening to this, feel free, pop a wine, pop a water, pop a tea, pop a beer, pop a juice. I'm gonna finish this and then I'm gonna switch to something else. And Kim, are you drinking anything?
I'm drinking water because of my allergies, but I'll probably switch to wine at some point.
Kim popped a water. Okay, you guys, listen in real close. So we just popped a, what did I pick today? So we just popped a Babe Rosé with bubbles. If you haven't had Babe wine yet, 10 out of 10 recommend. They have, this is not sponsored. I'm literally just talking about a product that I enjoy. Believe me, it's not sponsored.
Please sponsor
It's
us.
so good. They have Grigio, they have rosé, and they have like a red blend. Really good. I drink them cold. Even though I don't usually drink most other red wine cold, I drink the red cold. It's lovely. It's fantastic. And such a good like summer drink, you know, the fizzy action. And it's two glasses of wine in one. So double the trouble, you know what I mean?
I need to get on that. I haven't tried that yet, but I need to.
It's good. Insider tip. I hope they're not listening because then, you know, they'll stop doing it. Insider tip, if you add to cart, they like your inbox, your email inbox the next day will absolutely guarantee you a 20% off coupon code because they're like, oh, she added to cart, but she didn't make the purchase. Let me slide a coupon in the DM and she'll make the purchase. So,
I'm doing
pro tip, try that. You get the wine on the
Yes.
cheap. It's free shipping over 75, which like it's a little pricey, but I just usually end up stocking up and then like placing a bulk order and you know, making them sweat it out and then send me a coupon. It sounds desperate, but oh, that's really good. I don't think I've had this one since last summer. Okay, so now that we got our unofficial sponsorships out of the way, we're gonna dive into the episode. We have like a super fun, super casual little skit planned for us today. Spring has sprung. We're getting in the warm weather, the summer vibe, the summer feel, which, you know, for me personally, always just like rejuvenates me. It always just gives me like a fresh little outlook on life. I tend to like want to reinvent myself. I'm not like a new year, new me kind of gal, but like summer hits different for me. Also, my birthday is June 3rd. So, like, it just,
It is kind of a new year.
you know, yeah, it's a new year for me. So, yeah, Kim and I are going to play a little rendition of Hot or Not. So we have selected trending topics. Each of us have selected trending topics. We did not share our lists with each other. So we're gonna sort of like speed date through them, and then we're gonna discuss if we, even though they're trending, we're gonna discuss if we think that they are hot or not. Just because we say something or another doesn't mean that you should or shouldn't like something. Feel free to make your own little informed decisions. This is just ha us having like a fun and fresh little time. You do not have to like or dislike everything that we like or dislike, but it's fun little banter. So like, don't get your feelings hurt. Like it's a 29 listener audience podcast episode. Like chill. Chill, 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 chill. All right, I'm gonna dive into my list first. We're also curious. We're wondering if we have any of the same things on our list.
So, I'll be shocked if we don't.
I know, same. And I'll put a maybe like a question on the Down and 30 podcast Instagram. And after you listen to this episode, peeps, give us some feedback on if you disagree or agree with some of our hots or nots. All right, I'm going to jump right into it. I'm going to start like, for some this might hit different, some this might hit heavy, but I'm going to start like easy. All right, my first thing on my list is matcha.
Okay.
What do you think?
Matcha, I'm going to say hot because I've always drank matcha, mm-hmm. at least for the last like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a fan of the iced one.
Oh, okay.
I drink it hot.
Do you do anything to it?
No. I know it's kind of like aggressive in taste, mm-hmm. but I kind of feel like that's what you want. So like we drink it for like the health benefits. So I drink it with ginger and turmeric and lemon. And I make it kind of like a, you know how some people do their like healthy greens shot or like their ginger shot. Yeah. I like drink that and I like chug that like a little one in the morning.
Okay. So you don't have like a full like 12 ounce cup of it.
I don't know how I feel about the iced one with milk and everything, uh-huh. but uh-huh. as far as matcha in general, I'm for it.
Okay.
As a shot.
For sure. Yeah, for me, I still haven't decided, honestly, if it's hot or not. It's kind of like, I want it to be hot for me so bad. Because I always see everyone, like Instagram and YouTube, everyone's always got the iced matcha. They're always like mixing something up in the morning. They're always in their car, like cruising in their sunglasses to their destination with their little iced matcha. And I want so bad.
It's really aesthetic.
Like, I just want so bad to like really be into that. And like, I know it still has caffeine, but like, it certainly doesn't have as much caffeine as like the 6 large iced coffees from Dunkin' that I have every day. So there's also that for me, that would be a benefit. So I've been trying. I refuse to buy it out right now because like, I'm not spending $6 on an iced matcha latte if I'm literally just going to like throw it in the trash.
Right.
So I did buy the powder and I have been trying. So we'll see. I like, that's something I want it to be hot so bad. I want so bad for me to love matcha.
Just for the aesthetic.
It's just like, I'm like, oh, well, I like everything. Like I should love that. And I just wonder if I'm not doing it right, which is probably the case. But yeah, for me, it's like, that's like a lukewarm. That's a lukewarm for me.
I agree.
All right. What's on your list?
My first one is minimalist makeup.
Oh,
you know how that's a thing right now? Like before, like 2016, it was all about like the cut crease and the winged liner and like the dramatic eye. And I feel like now, and the contour. And I just feel like that all died now. And it's like so simple and like minimal.
No, you're so right. 2016 to like 2019, like 2020, before we knew the world was blowing up. Was very much makeup borrowed from like the drag queen community. All of those techniques, baking, winged liner, cut crease, gluing down your eyebrows, covering them with powder and drawing them on in a different shape. Very much the drag queen aesthetic. But yeah, I mean, my thought on that, we'll talk about if we think it's hot or not, but my thought on why it transitioned, do you think it's all because of the pandemic and because people like literally weren't going out? Or do you think it was going to fizzle from the mainstream makeup anyways?
I feel like it was always gonna fizzle because although the makeup that was going on before was beautiful, it was really dramatic and kind of like hard to keep up with. Like I know I would spend so much money on makeup and it would take me so long. But like, it just wasn't feasible to do it every day. And eventually I stopped wearing makeup.
Yeah.
But I also do think that the pandemic had a big thing to do with it, because at least with like us at work with our face masks, we're not going to do a complete baking session just so that it could get wiped off by N95.
No, like the an hour N95, later. Like, it would be hot orange by 8 a.m. If I did my 2019 even makeup under an N95, that N95 would be filthy.
I already get like maskne on my cheeks. Could you imagine with like a heavy contour? Like, oh my God.
No. No, so and the masks weird. Leave such marks. Like, it literally, like, you would have an N95 shape imprint all day.
Yeah.
So that would be horrible. Okay,
so I think that if people wearing masks, even just to grocery stores and things, like, yeah. It kind of helped, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it kind of, like, just kicked the fizzle into high gear. And not that there's not still a place for that kind of makeup, but like you said, like, in today's day and age, like, doing, like, spending 2 hours on makeup and spending all that money on makeup, which, like, oh my God, I have quite a collection. I could do everyone's makeup for the rest of their lives. But it's just not, like, sustainable.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, that routine was, like, cute and all, but, like, mm-hmm. I remember I would spend, like, an hour mm-hmm. getting ready for work, and not anymore.
No. No, work for me was always, like, except in, like, I don't know, except if I had, like, something to do after work, like, I wouldn't do much makeup, but, like, me on the weekend, oh, no, it was the full contour, it was the lip liner, it was the wing, it was the false lashes, it was the acrylic nails, like,
yeah,
very much. Okay, so minimalist makeup, hot or not? It's hot. It's a hot for me.
It's a hot for me, too. I just feel like, since I don't wear a lot of makeup normally, now I don't feel bad doing, mm-hmm. like, I used to feel like pressure to do the whole thing because everyone else, like, looked so much more glam than I did. Mm-hmm. Now that we're all being, like, minimal,
yeah.
I feel better.
Yeah.
I'm thriving.
No, I agree. And besides the maskne, mine is, like, under control right now, but I have noticed, like, in my late 20s to now my 30s, my skin, I have grown to appreciate my skin so much more. Like, my skin is so much more healthy looking, glowy, like, all that stuff. And, like, I prefer my face in some situations. I prefer my face without all that makeup than I did when I was younger. Like, when I was younger, I had, like, full-blown acne breakouts and oily skin that I wanted to cover up. But, like, my skin has changed so much. Like, I don't have oily skin anymore. Like, it's just that move for me was very much appreciated.
Yeah.
So that's a hot for me. Okay, what's next on my list? Okay. Hot girl summer, hot or not?
I'm gonna say it's lukewarm for me. Because as much as, like, I think that it would be fun and everyone deserves a hot girl summer, considering last summer everyone got gypped. Mm-hmm. I'm also still kind of, like, paranoid, and mm-hmm. I'm, like, overall, like, grossed out by people that I don't know, if that makes sense.
Same, always am, yeah.
I just feel like before, like, the idea of going to, like, a dive bar was, like, fine. But now I'm, like, do I really want to deal with that if it's not outside? Even if, like, it was no corona period, like, yeah. Would I still want to do that?
No, outside is where it's at for me, for sure. Hot girl summer is a hot for me. And my version of going out has always been do my makeup, get dressed up, put on a bomb ass outfit, but literally don't speak to a fucking stranger in public. Like that. Like that.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, I don't mingle.
For sure.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm just not there to meet people, which inherently is a problem of mine. That's fine. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to, like, I love summer fashion. I just love the vibe of, like, pretending I could meet Drake at any second. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? To me, that's what hot girl summer is all about. So it's a hot for me for sure. All right, what's next?
My next one, you probably have it on yours, but it's thrifting.
I didn't put that on mine. It's a hot for me.
Queen.
It is a sizzling for me. It's off the charts for me. All right. Why is it hot for you?
Yeah, I like thrifting. I think that not only is it, like, financially smart, but you can find, like, a lot of cool stuff. Like, I feel like I don't like to wear the same thing that everyone else has. I don't like being, like, carbon copies of each other. Mm-hmm. So I think that when you go thrifting and find, like, older stuff that you can, like, finesse, mm-hmm. you get, like, a sense of, like, unique. Mm-hmm. And you're not just getting the same, like, I'm just gonna, like, call myself out because I do own a boutique, but, like, you're not getting the same stupid lounge set that, like, 18 other people mm-hmm. have.
The fast fashion lounge set that is on every site.
Lounge sets, but literally everyone has the same lounge sets. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, mm-hmm. you know.
Isn't it interesting though? Like, I was just thinking about that. Even before like fast fashion, like Shein, Fashion Nova, all that stuff, even before that became a thing, we were all wearing variations of the same outfit. We were all wearing skinny jeans, I'm putting air quotes, a nice top, and booties for years. Like, that was the going out look in like at least like this area. And it's like, I mean, like in a way, like we bred fast fashion. Like we asked for it. Like we all just wanted to do that. But no, I agree now. Like, I mean, I haven't made many fast fashion purchases in probably the last like 18 months. I've probably made like two or three orders from Shein and only one from Fashion Nova, which like I used to be their number one cost. But most of my stuff has been thrifted again because like you said, like it's fiscally responsible, it's also sustainable, it's good for the environment. I like to go to a lot of like charity shops, so that's like has a double bonus. So that's like nice, you can like give back to the community or whatever, donate, that kind of thing. But no, I agree, thrifting's a hot for me. Fast fashion will always have its place, but thrifting's a hot for me. I agree.
Yeah, I definitely love the Fashion Nova look, and I love shopping for things for the boutique that's very like trendy and very like everyone's wearing it. But at the same time, I feel like you can also have some unique items that you can pair with your fast fashion, if that makes sense. So
Yeah,
I'm
no, I
here for
agree.
it. I love thrifting, and it's an experience.
It is.
It's not just the clothes, it's also the experience
It
of
is. It's like a treasure
thrifting.
hunt.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, I come alive in a thrift store. I really do. Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Like the Fashion Nova, the Kiwi baddie still lives inside all of us, but like it's been an interesting past few months for us. So no, I agree. Thrifting is very, very much hot for me. Oh, okay. This I'm gonna jump on my list because these are too close together. And I don't want it to seem like it's like themed. Okay, we kind of talked about this a little bit off air. Is this considered air? We talked about this a little bit off air, but being proactive with mental health and wellness.
It's definitely a hot. Do I need to do better? Yes. But it's definitely a hot. I feel like everyone's mental health. I literally went on a rant like yesterday. I feel like everyone's mental health was affected last year, even if you weren't like us on the front lines. But just like if you were like me in the sense of being extroverted, like you totally suffered last year. So we all, if it's not a hot, it needs to be a hot. Like we need to get on that.
It's very much hot for me. It's all honestly, I've talked a lot about my ripe mental illness on this podcast. So for me personally, yeah, it's been very, very hot for me. I don't mean to say this in like a bad way, but like I really was able to lean into my mental illness this past year. That sounds like so bad. And I'm not making fun, believe me, like I'm truly am not. I'm on antidepressant medication. I go to therapy. Like I'm not making fun of it. But it's definitely become less taboo to talk about. And like now I'm kind of like, you're not in therapy. Oh God, okay, I can't. I'm like, that's gonna be a lot to unpack. That's a lot of emotional labor on my part. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like vaccine passports, I feel like I'm gonna start like requiring therapy passports from like my significant others. 'Cause like, I'm sorry, if I've been on this like journey to self-discovery and like vibrating at a higher level and like you're still carrying emotional baggage from getting cheated on in sixth grade,
All heard that story.
it's not for me. You know what I mean? So it's
That
hot.
one girl in middle school said she didn't like me, and so now I'll never love again.
It's
I'm
over.
40, by
It's
the
over. And now I'm like, you know, iced out. And it's just like, Move on. Move on, you know?
So
So that's hot for me. All right, what's next?
funny. So sticking with my fashion theme, I'm gonna go with low rise jeans. The return of
Okay.
low rise jeans.
Okay, no. Okay. Mine isn't the same. So we'll dissect low rise specifically. But the one that I just skipped to go to the mental health one is Y2K fashion.
So we're like, I told you, we were going to have at least one that was like the same.
Yeah. So low rise jeans fall into that category. Let's dissect that. It's a not for me.
It's a not for me. Who I would like to know, and make sure you, you know, DM Down and 30 Podcast.
Yeah, let us know.
I would like to know who found like low rise jeans comfortable. Like what person wore this and was like, you know what? I'm feeling comfortable right now. I could wear this all day.
Who found it in 2000? And then who decided in 2021, let's bring this back. Who thought after sitting in our homes for over 12 months, now's the time to bring back low rise denim? I'm speaking for me, the way my FUPA is set up right now, physically, I couldn't do a low-rise
jean.
People
at the beginning of quarantine who were like working out. Oh! Those are the ones. It's their fault. They are the ones who are like, let's bring this back because we worked out all quarantine so we can flex. But like some of us didn't. Okay. Some of us stress ate and we're not ready.
Some of us survived off of free pizza that the unit managers were providing.
I was eating the McDonald's thank you meals twice a day. Morning, I got the breakfast one and the lunch one on my way to the COVID center for like 3 months.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm sorry. No. You don't want to see this in anything low rise.
Doesn't seem comfortable to
even
me.
My underwear, TMI, even my underwear have to be high rise these days. I'm sorry. No, if my underwear is too much lower than my jeans, I'm telling you, a pouch happens. It's not pretty for anyone. It's not flattering. It's like very much Al's toy barn from Toy Story 2. Is that what I'm thinking of? Like I'm very much giving that energy. Don't sign me up for low rise denim.
No, thank you.
So that's a not for sure. There are pieces of Y2K fashion that are a hot for me. I am like into the like not full blown wide leg, but like the boot cut, straight leg, slouchy, very Abercrombie Hollister 2004. I love that kind of denim. That's making a comeback and I love, love, love that. I think it's very flattering. It's not flattering on everyone necessarily, but like I've said before, if you think it's flattering on you, then it's flattering, babe. It is. Dress for the body that you want, not the body that you have. I'm kidding. But yeah, I do like pieces of the Y2K fashion.
No, I agree.
Mini skirts.
I like Y2K fashion. Okay, but we all knew though that like my personality kind of like thrived in that time. Like I like the sparkles. I like the neon colors. I like, you know, the weird, bulky, you know, I just like that.
Your favorite sequin top is, it is literally the epitome of Y2K. My
baseball ball top is literally
Y2K. It's Y2K.
If I'm buying something, it's probably in like a neon coral or like a lime green. So like I'm here for some of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go with like lukewarm because mm-hmm. I like it, but like please Lord, no low rise jeans. Mm-hmm. We are not doing that. And the okay, so I don't know what the official name of these are. Oh. Know the capris that were wide legged, the flared
gaucho
capris.
Pants or something.
I call them gauchos. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't.
Someone didn't know what I was talking about. Can we not do that either?
I'm not.
That's embarrassing. Like
I can't. I do. I brown gauchos. Like very, very, very tight, skinny, like pedal pushers, like very Hailey Bieber. I like that with a like a blazer and like a skinny sunglass. I love that. A kitten heel, love that. A gaucho pant. I would rather die. I would rather die.
I never want to wear a gaucho. So let's save. It's a lukewarm for me. We'll take some things and we'll leave the rest.
It is giving me very much like somebody's stepmom vibes. Like the other morning the other night, I wore a top that I thrifted and it was like a beautiful chocolate brown, long sleeve, like tight little baby tee with this like bamboo circle, like detail in the center of the bust. Everyone, you can all picture it. I felt like someone's stepmom in 2003, like very much. And I'm honestly, I was living for it, you know? So yeah, it's a mostly hot for me.
I also love the tiny glasses and how they're coming back, like mm-hmm. the tiny sunglasses. Love that. Mm-hmm. That's cute. That was always cute.
Yeah, no, that's cute. We like that. All right. So that was like sort of like both of us. Oh, this one's going to break some hearts. Peloton. It's a not for me.
It's a not for me. I never had the bike.
No.
But I downloaded the app for the other workouts. Mm-hmm. And for me, the cost mm-hmm. didn't match the quality that I received. Mm-hmm. I have better luck on the fitness app that I'm using now and like YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, agree. I did the same. I downloaded the app and there were some things that I was like, oh, this is like fun. This is fun and fresh, like whatever. And our job now will reimburse us for virtual workouts as part of our insurance benefits.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You used to be able to just write off in-person workouts, but this year is new and now they are accepting reimbursement applications for virtual workouts. So yes. I did download it, gave it a little try. I just can't, like, anything that carries such a big cult mentality, like, by nature, I pivot the other direction. I don't really have the crowd mentality and, like, the hype behind Peloton, I just frankly couldn't get behind. Now, again, y'all are going to look nice and skinny and ripped as shit, and I'm sitting here with a FUPA. That's fine. I'm not disputing that. But I just personally, for me, couldn't get behind the Peloton vibe. It's not for me.
Well, I liked it, but, and I thought that, you know, the hype meant that it was going to be like great, but then I realized like, it's not really marketed for people, at least from my experience, that are like me. Like, so as you know, I have like chronic pain, I have knee injuries, back pain, and also I haven't worked out in like a year. So if I click on a beginner's workout, I'm not expecting to do like this advanced workout, mm-hmm. you know, and I see it's effective and I love it, but like, I can't do a lot of the things that I see on there. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, and this is the beginner level. Like, is there like a pre beginner's effort?
Yeah, you know, there a prenatal
where
level?
I can actually, nothing worse than like working out after not working out in a long time and then feeling like discouraged because you can't get through it.
No, and sometimes, like, when the energy is, like, too motivational, it just, for me, it feels, like, inauthentic. And I just, like, again, like, it almost, again, this is going to get a lot of hate, it almost feels like an MLM to me. Like, it feels very, hey, girl, haven't talked to you since high school. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. The motivational, like, it's a little too
toxic
much for me.
Positivity.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more gritty than that. For me. So yeah,
an app I use now, she's just kind of like, it, she'll do it, but then on the top left hand corner of the screen you'll have like a modified version, and so then like you feel better, like, okay, like I can't get through this, but there's something that I can do. Mm-hmm. Or like, if you can't do this, here's a different workout that you can do, so that way you don't feel like you're at least for me, like you're standing there and you're like, I can't do this. And it's like, now I don't want to work out because I can't even get through the beginner level. Mm-hmm. So I do like it. It's just, like I said, aside from the bike portion, because I feel like that's where they focus.
Right.
Everything else is just like not, like, there's not like a real beginner thing for people mm-hmm. who are just starting out. You have to have been working out for a minute.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
To get on that bandwagon for sure.
All right, your turn.
So mine is like the picnic dates, whether it's like friendship dates or mm-hmm. like actual dates. I love picnics. They're like, it's a hot thing for
it's
me.
Hot.
I want to go on so many picnics this summer. I'm so excited. I have them planned out. So my family and I did painting in the park yesterday.
That was so cute.
And that was so fun. But like, now I want to always do it. So I'm thinking like brunch picnics with friends, lunch picnics. Like, I just love that. And it's outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that, what are they calling it? Post-COVID anxiety about re-emerging into the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I read an article on that yesterday. Don't judge me.
I saw it.
Yeah, it's like a thing. Like, people are like anxious to get back out there into large crowds. I think picnic dates are like a good way to do it because it's like outside. So you feel better.
No, I love that. That's hot for me. And plus, like, you're totally in control of the environment. You're totally in control with whatever you choose to be, like, eating and drinking. You get to pack your own stuff. It's probably cost effective, too.
Yeah.
You know, if we... So in true down and 30 fashion, Kim and I lost about 10 minutes worth of recording that we had done. So I think we missed like two or three things on our list that we wanted to talk about. Maybe we'll have to make this a two-parter. We'll see. But that is all for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will catch you next time, maybe with Kim, and we will chat when it is time to get down and 30. Bye. Have a good week.